I'm David Brancaccio. We've been following the loans to businesses to help them keep people on the payrolls into the early summer, what's called the Paycheck Protection Program. Some big businesses and large banks had been partaking, shutting out smaller businesses. Well, for some hours yesterday, the federal government locked the big banks out of the system. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins us. What was the rationale for closing the electronic door on the bigger lenders?
Yeah, that's right. So the big banks have gotten a lot of flack for allegedly favoring their bigger clients in applying for the PPP loans. And the way it works is if you're a small business, you have to go through your bank to get the loan. You fill out the application and the bank processes it through an online portal with the Small Business Administration. Well, the SBA basically set aside 8 hours, 4 p.m. Eastern until midnight last night, just for the smaller banks, presumably with smaller business clients. So they'd get a chance to get through the system and get loans approved. Now, we spoke with Mirsa Baradaran, a banking law expert at the University of California. She said the move is basically a slap on the wrist for big banks, but could have unintended consequences for businesses.
Maybe a little bit on the margins might help a few more small businesses get money before the big businesses come in. But a lot of small businesses have accounts at Wells Fargo and Citi. And so you may end up hurting some small businesses.
No, I expect the bigger banks shut out briefly will not be loving this.
They're not loving it. They're not happy. And the head of one banking association said the SBA would be better off fixing its approval system. Banks have been complaining about that online portal that they have to use to process loans. They say it's glitchy and causing delays. And we know from one banking group that almost 1 million loans have been processed so far in this second round of funding alone. So there is some progress.